We're just seconds away from a conversation with the mayor of New York City. Bill de Blasio was recently in the Hawkeye State at a meeting hosted by the Asian Latino Coalition of Iowa. The mayor received an enthusiastic welcome as he kicks around the idea of running for the presidency. Following the event, we sat down for a conversation not so much about politics, but about business. And yes, I did ask about Amazon. Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of Arion HR. It's no secret that small companies and nonprofits grow faster when they outsource the complexities of human resources. Learn more about Arion and how your business can benefit from a company that is human resources. Learn more at AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have tuned in again today. We're so lucky to be able to sit down with the mayor of New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio. Welcome to Iowa, sir.
I am very happy to be here.
You did a knock-up job with these folks from the Asian Latino Coalition. Very interested in what you had to say.
Thank you. Well, it's an amazing group. And you know, the issues that people brought up were heartfelt and real and important. And one of the things I pride myself in is being happy to have that kind of dialogue. I've done 60 town hall meetings in New York City, and that is a place where you hear a lot of strong opinions.
We can't imagine. We play Iowa nice here all the time, you know? And so when you're in New York City, which already has a reputation for a bit hard-edged, you got to...
Demanding. Kind of Let's call it demanding.
That's a very political...
There's a good word.
I want to dive down into a couple of really brief topics.
Sure.
One of the things, we carried this news story just last week, tax returns, people getting their money back from the IRS, down 17%.
Yep.
So far this year. And people are starting to realize that perhaps the 2017 Jobs and Tax Act may not be benefiting them as they were told it was going to benefit them. But here's an interesting quote. One of the economists from Wall Street said this, and we covered this just last week. What people should be doing with whatever extra money that they have in their paychecks, they should be investing in Wall Street because, hey, the Dow's up 11% so far this year. What does that sound like to you?
Well, that sounds like someone who's out of touch. The fact is, look, we saw in the month of December the greatest volatility and the greatest losses in a single month that we've seen in any month since the Great Recession when it comes to the stock market. I mean, my city's hit very hard by that. You know, we saw, you know, historically ups and downs in the stock market, obviously, but the month of December was a jolt to the system. And to see the market turn that sharply is a warning sign. Now, it has come back since. That's good. But, boy, I think that's a wake-up call. And the fact that folks are seeing less in terms of their tax returns, this means the bloom is off the rose when it comes to that tax legislation that the Republican Congress and the president passed. Democrats said at the time it was a legislation that would favor the wealthy and corporations, not working people. That has proven to be the case. And even before the 2018 midterm elections, people were starting to realize that. And I think they're realizing it even more now. So this is going to be a very big factor in the presidential election. I think we need to repeal the 2017 tax legislation, straight up repeal. And start over again to create a fair and progressive tax code.
One of the questions that you took from one of the audience members had to do with rural economy.
Yes.
And I want to give you a couple of statistics that I think might be helpful to you, and perhaps
Indeed.
Our listeners have already heard about this. Bankruptcies in the central portion of the United States are up 96% in the past 10 years. Suicide rates in Iowa are up by 37%. This is the sixth year of negative pressure on commodities. And just Friday, the USDA said we're losing out on $1.9 billion of foreign trade in the agricultural sector due to the tariffs and the trade war.
Yep. All bad for rural Iowa.
So how do we fix that?
It's a lot of pieces we have to fix. It's not easy, but let's separate them. First of all, we fix the trade war by not having a war. And obviously, the president has very recklessly created an unstable environment. We have to understand that when we create the right approach to trade, that it has a huge impact on rural communities. And it has to be a major part of how we make decisions on trade. But this reckless, variable approach that the president has undertaken is hurting communities right now in Iowa and other states. It's hurting families right this minute. Even though the negotiations, such as they are, have not been completed, there's been a lot of human suffering as a result of just the words and the actions he's taken to date. On the question of the horrible increase in suicides, I have no doubt that that is connected to despair, economic despair, lack of opportunity, untreated mental health conditions. In this state, unfortunately, the state government under two Republican governors has stepped away from mental health services. This is an area my wife focuses on and has become a national leader on. We have to understand one in five Americans has a mental health condition, and we need to treat the way we fund and support mental health the same way we fund and support physical health. And if we don't, these kind of tragedies will continue. So I would say that in terms of suicide, it is the lack of mental health support mixed with the fact that there isn't a real vision for economic revitalization for rural communities. It can be done. It can be done with renewable energy. It can be done with ethanol. It can be done with a lot of things. But it doesn't exist now, and people know it.
Yeah. One of the comments that we had from last week had to do with climate and climate change. This is an impact in rural America as well.
Of course, deeply.
Because we just had the piece last week that seed companies are now taking a look at the future. How resistant can these seeds be to be able to feed the multitudes of people that we have out there? So you, along with the mayor of Des Moines, Frank County, very concerned about climate and climate change.
Correct.
And how does that concern translate into business? What's the business relationship between climate change and the economy?
Well, first of all, it's a question of investment, and this is where the public sector and private sector need to be aligned. Private sector actually has created tremendous innovations in renewable energy. It's one of the good news stories against the backdrop of this crisis. If you look around the world, sometimes it's been private companies innovating on their own. Sometimes it's been with government support and encouragement. But there is a clear and positive trend of greater and greater progress in renewable energy. We've got to deepen that quickly. One of the things I talk about is pension funds. The New York City pension funds divested from fossil fuels. We decided it was not a good investment in terms of global warming, but also we thought this is not a good long-term move to invest in an industry that is going to have a lot of its assets stranded in the ground. Instead, we're investing heavily in renewables. Our investment in renewables, be about $4 billion, is going to help build that industry. So that's the kind of choice I think can make a big difference. Another example is on building retrofits. I went to the private sector in New York City, and I said, we're going to have to do this in a very aggressive way to protect New York City and protect our earth. Obviously, we're a coastal city. We're very vulnerable. But I first committed to retrofitting all our public buildings. So I put skin in the game. We are trying to come up with legislation that will create a viable and fair way to retrofit private buildings. I want to make it a smart, usable approach. There also has to be some carrots and some sticks to make sure it really happens.
Final question, if I might, Mayor de Blasio, ladies and gentlemen, with us on the Business News Hour. You know, so much has been made about Amazon and Queens and the $3 billion that was promised by New York to Jeff Bezos and Amazon. And some of what has been written or some of what has been talked about said that the internal strife within New York, and especially that borough, caused Amazon to pull out.
I don't buy that. I know that is the conventional wisdom. I don't buy it. Amazon did a year-long process. I believe they're professional enough to have looked at the cities and understand their culture and their politics and their history. And if you know anything about New York City, 8.6 million people, lots of diverse views, lots of strong voices. This is not a news flash.
No.
And I presume Amazon could have figured that out. My view is we made a fair deal with them. They were not going to get a dime until they produced the jobs.
Well, I think that's what misses the storyline. You see, I heard you say that today.
Yeah.
I have not heard that.
Flesh that out for me, please.
Yeah,
it's a good point, because I think we all tried to articulate the structure of the deal and what it meant for people. And there was clear majority support. We saw it in numerous public polls. And particularly among working class people and people of color, there was clear support, because I think they said this is going to mean jobs for me and my family. That came down to that. And obviously a lot of tax revenue we could use to fix our infrastructure and address education and affordable housing, things we need. So whatever the articulation of the plan, it clearly led to majority support. I do think on the question of explaining how subsidy programs work, if I could do this over again, that's an area where I think we all could have done better. But the problem is, even if we had explained that better, the pure math still holds. We were going to get $27 billion in revenue against $3 billion in incentive, 9-to-1 rate of return. Any business person in America would take that in a heartbeat. Any government would take that in a heartbeat. So as much as I think there could have been a smarter dialogue on many levels, the basics, 25,000 to 40,000 jobs, $27 billion in revenue, huge boost for our technology community. The basics did get communicated well, and the clear majority of New Yorkers agreed with it.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, one of the things that wasn't articulated very well was that doesn't kick in until there's some proof of performance.
Correct. And this is a point I agree with you even more on, that in retrospect now, talking to more and more people, I think it would have been very powerful to explain how the incentives work, but also to make that point that not a dime moves until the delivery of the commitments from Amazon. So it's like a COD situation, right, that they had to first create jobs, first create revenue, then there were incentives. Maybe some people feared that somehow Amazon would receive incentives and then walk away with them. But I don't think that's what was really behind the opposition. I think the opposition, some of it was frustration with the specific company. Some of it was frustration with some of the excesses of corporate America. Some of it was folks just concerned about the pace of development in New York City and in that community. There were different subcurrents, but it was so interesting that with a clear majority supporting the agreement, the governor of the state, the mayor of the city, and both the governor and I got very strong majorities for reelection. The congresswoman who represents the district, there's another very prominent congresswoman in the next district over, but the one who represents the district favored the plan. And so did a lot of small business owners. So did a lot of public housing residents nearby who thought it would mean opportunity for them. Somehow a relatively small number of voices got a lot of attention, but none of that would have changed anything if Amazon had just kept to the deal. And I'll tell you, they pulled away without any real dialogue. It was just a phone call and said, we're out.
Mm.
And that's not a way to do business.
We can agree with that.
Amen.
For sure. Bill de Blasio, ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of New York City. Thank you, sir, for spending some time with us.
Pleasure. Thanks, man.
Once again, that was the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, on a recent trip to Iowa. Is he running for president? Well, we don't know. And he's not saying, but he did promise to let us know the moment he makes that decision. Stay with us. There's more to come on this edition of the Business News Hour.